Dear listeners, our newest podcast is a really unique special edition. Thanks to the Comenius Regio Partnerships project, Irish guests visited our library last week. We introduced them to the library, our online catalogue, as well as the National Document Delivery System. After the presentation, I had an interview with the leader of the delegation, John Kearney. We talked about Irish and Hungarian libraries, reading habits and e-books as well. I have to admit, I couldn't understand every word that John said, but maybe you are better at English. Enjoy listening. Okay, what's your name?
John Kearney.
John Kearney. And where are you from?
I'm from Ireland, County Cavan in Ireland.
Do you use libraries in Ireland?
Yes, my children more than I would actually use libraries. My children would use the local library in Virginia. They would use the Ballybor Library as well, and occasionally they would use the larger library, Cavan Library. And they have been using them for years since they've been very, very small children. But I have to admit, I do not use libraries myself very much.
How many children do you have?
I have four children. I have two older children and two smaller children.
Oh.
And the two older children are 14 and 16 now, but they have been using libraries for about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we encourage them to read library books and to keep at it. But funny enough, I buy books myself, but I wouldn't use a library as such.
What kind of libraries do you use? Public libraries, school libraries?
They're all public libraries. We live in a village called Virginia, which I hope you will see when you come to Ireland. But we have a library alongside us. And Caroline, my wife, would take the children to the library probably about once a fortnight or once a month. And they perhaps would read three to four books a month. And we would do that every year. Occasionally then we would, if they want to get a book they couldn't locate in the local library, they would go to a bigger library in Ballybor or Cavan itself. So we've been using libraries quite extensively over the years.
Could you compare an Irish to a Hungarian library? What are the main differences between them?
It's funny. It's hard to see the differences between. They look very similar and kind of stuff. Like this is a big library. This is quite an extensive. It's a big library. Yes, it looks. I think this would compare very favorably with the library we have in Cavan, which is the main town in County Cavan itself. It looks about the same size and the same variety of books itself. So I think when you come in, we might take you to that just so that you can see it. But they look very similar. Look very, very similar indeed. Now, in relation to the smaller libraries I mentioned, they are very, very small. Very, very small. So this library is much, much, much bigger, which would be one main difference between this and the smaller libraries we have.
And you, why do you use libraries? For pleasure, for work, or learning?
Pleasure, work. And I suppose learning, indirectly learning as well. And, whether you're reading autobiographies or whatever types of books you're reading, you're always learning. You're always finding out new things and exploring, developing yourself. So essentially learning. For my children, I would see it as extending their vocabulary and extending their reading skills. Predominantly, and has been a tremendous help with that.
Uh-huh.
And has helped them in their English language, essay writing, project work at school, just extending their vocabulary skills and their writing abilities, and as a result.
Do you like reading books?
Yes, I do.
About how many books do you read a year?
Probably would, maybe one book a month I would read.
Mm-hmm.
I don't read as much as I should read. No, I suppose being in the world of education itself, I read very specific targeted documents. I might be reading reports, education reports, or advice from the reports that themselves that you would have to know in a technical sense. So it's very focused, targeted reading. But I do like more leisure, recreational reading than in terms of autobiographies or reading about sport itself, you know, and just a personal hobby. But it's not something I do enough of outside of the work domain. I should be reading more to get an expanded vocabulary or such. But my kids, it's funny, I tried to instill it in the kids and that has worked, and they're reading quite a lot. They read a lot, which is good.
And what kind of books do you read? Traditional books or e-books?
There'll be traditional books, even though I've recently got an iPad and I can see myself moving over to the sphere of e-books. And funny, in the education world, textbooks have become more and more... We've introduced e-books and as textbooks now in Cabinet itself. So I think in 3 or 4 years' time, an awful lot of reading could actually be done in e-book format. And I think even papers themselves, newspapers, will actually be in the e-book format as well. 4 or 5 years, I think, is going to change that phenomenon. That is going to be on electronic source, I would think.
And how do you acquire the e-books?
Well, you just go with an iPad. You can go to an iBook store, such as iTunes U, and you just download them and pay with a credit card, and you have the copy of the book done itself. Now, the other thing I forgot to mention there, I like showing my kids how to read as well, my children's books. Actually, I have 2 younger kids, but I like showing them how to read with books, which is another dimension to it as well.
And they use your iPod?
Yes. Yes, very much so, yeah. And, well, show them flicking the pages, but also you can get the iPad to actually read to them. So it's just exploring with them at the stage. But they're getting, it's a different source of enjoyment that they're finding from it again. But again, I would see them, the 2 younger kids, in time they'll be doing all the reading from an electronic device as opposed to traditional format. I think we'll just have to wait and see.
And what do you think about the future of the libraries?
I think they'll always be, it may change the future. I think libraries will always, as a collection of a storage of knowledge, I think that will always be secure, but I think the format itself could change. It could be more electronic versions. Our traditional understanding of a library, I think, will change, but the reasons for wanting to go to source a book will still remain. I mean, that has survived with us for years and centuries. I don't see that changing, but how it's presented to the general public might change. You know, I think the electronic world is certainly going to change that, and the e-book versions will probably change that moving forward, I suspect. Time will tell, but there will always be a need for research or reading literature for the general public itself, just that the format and how it's presented might change, all right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, and thank you for today.